The Montreal Canadiens alumni are going to be playing a game coming up in Falaire on Thursday night of this week, and one of the Canadiens alumni players, Sean Bell, joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Sean, how are you going about kind of getting ready for this alumni game coming up here?
Well, first of all, I have no idea what to expect. Usually, you know, the alumni games are usually a lot of fun, and sometimes they get pretty competitive. So right now I'm on the ice every day. I'm coaching here in Edmonton, so I'm just preparing myself mentally more than physically.
Now, how often do you yourself get involved in kind of sort of alumni events like this?
I do quite a bit. Actually, this is probably my first time fully with the Canadiens alumni. I quite often do stuff with the Oilers alumni because I am from Edmonton. So I try to get involved in this stuff quite a bit, but this is going to be my first chance with the Canadiens alumni.
Now, looking through your playing career, in addition to the Canadiens, you also had some other NHL stops with the Oilers, as you mentioned. There also Colorado, Minnesota, you know, quite a number of games in the AHL, a few years in Europe as well. What were, I guess, some of the, I guess, sort of biggest highlights that you had in your playing career?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest ones for sure is the World Junior team winning gold medal there with, you know, what is arguably one of the better teams in Canadian history. That for sure. You know, obviously playing games in Edmonton, being in my hometown, I think those are pretty special moments that, you know, despite what happened in my career, they're special moments that they'll, you know, they'll never disappear.
And as you mentioned earlier, of course, you were on that 2005 team, which is, you know, I kind of have to agree with you, just loaded with so much talent out there. Guys like, you know, Crosby, Bergeron, Getzlaff, Perry, Dion Phaneuf, Brent Seabrook, Shea Weber, Andrew Ladd, just all sorts of great players. What would kind of the sort of the thing that kind of sticks out to you sort of the most from being on that team?
Well, it was such a close-knit group of guys. Like, not a lot of people know this, but like, we had all kind of really grown up in the system together, you know, dating all the way back to like the U-17s or the U-16s rather, which was basically a provincial tournament. So that was your first taste of playing against, like, Nathan Horton, I believe, was actually injured at that time, but he probably makes the team. Seeing Anthony Stewart, you know, seeing Nigel Dawes, playing against those guys, Seabrooks, and then obviously we just grew together throughout the U-17s, the U-18s, and then by the time we got to that World Junior team, a good core of us had been playing together for a couple of years. So, you know, there was a lot of unselfish guys that knew what they wanted, and it was definitely a redemption tour from the year previous when we lost in Finland.
Now, I know since your playing career ended, you've been involved in coaching. I know you've had some stops in the AJHL and also in college hockey as well. How has that sort of helped you with staying around the game?
Yeah, it's been really good. I also run a strength and conditioning company down here in Edmonton. So I've been around the game. I've been touching it in any way possible. So really, at the end of the day, I want to just try to help guys have the same opportunities that I had, and it's been fun. The stops in the AJ were great experiences, especially this last one with the Spruce Grove Saints. What an unbelievable organization that is, and you know, part of me wishes I was still coaching with them, but unfortunately, you know, having a business kind of takes a little bit more time, and so I kind of had to move on from that. But I'm now coaching in the new GPHL Hockey League, which has been an absolute blast, and our team is very good, and it's nice to be able to once again get back to kids that are a bit of a younger age.
Now, getting back to, of course, this alumni game coming up in Falaire on Thursday night. Yeah, I know you mentioned you've done some of these alumni games before. I guess, so what are you kind of sort of hoping to see there at that game there?
Well, I just think it's going to be a really fun event. You know, getting to meet some new people out there. I think the crowd will be pretty good, or at least we hope it's going to be good. But I think there's some players that obviously are a bit of a blast from the past. You know, there's Stefan Richey, Brian Skrudland, Matthew Dandino, just to name a few. Obviously, Montreal has been one of the most popular franchises for a long time, and they travel well. So I think it's just going to be an overall really fun experience.
Yes, it's definitely, that sounds like going to be a lot of fun coming up in Falaire on Thursday night for that. Montreal Canadiens alumni Sean Bell, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.